PR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. A coalition of Muslim groups is calling for an interfaith dialogue to combat what it calls a rising tide of intolerance toward Islam. As NPR's Margot Adler reports, the call came during a news conference in front of the site of the proposed Islamic Cultural Center near Ground Zero.
The leaders spoke after a day-long summit meeting, the first such meeting in many years. They spoke of the constitutional right of Americans of all faiths to build houses of worship. Nihad Awad, the executive director of CARE, said the nation has been engulfed in misunderstandings and misinformation. There are legitimate concerns that come out of the 9/11 tragedy, he said, which affected all of us. Muslims were among the victims and among the first responders.
Let's also remember that there used to be a mosque in one of the towers. So Ground Zero is all of ours.
They are calling for a period of dialogue in October. They will have open houses at mosques in order to ease tensions. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
The longest U.S. recession since the Great Depression is over. That's according to the National Bureau of Economic Research, the group that identifies when recessions begin and end. As NPR's Paul Brown reports, the recession many are still experiencing ended in June of last year.
The National Bureau of Economic Research is a panel of economists. It says the most recent recession spans a year and a half, starting in December of 2007. It beats earlier recessions for length. The economists' group says the U.S. economy is in growth mode after a record four consecutive quarters of decline. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Adding some perspective to that report, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development is revising downward its forecast of U.S. economic growth this year to 2.6%. President Obama is telling his personal story to defend his economic policies. As NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, the president faced some sharp questions about the economy during a town hall meeting today hosted by CNBC at the Newseum in Washington.
President Obama is trying to fight the notion that he is out of touch with average Americans. Lately, that has meant talking about his past.
I was the kid of a single mom, and you know, I got my education through scholarships, and I lived in a small apartment with my grandparents, and they were helped by the GI Bill and FHA in terms of being able to climb into the middle class. The whole reason I ran was because my life is a testimony to the American dream. And everything that we've been doing since I came into office is designed to make sure that that American dream continues for future generations.
Mr. Obama then made a partisan pivot, saying while he's thinking about the next generation, others are thinking about the next election. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
Stocks were up on Wall Street today. The Dow climbed 145 points to close at 10,753. The Nasdaq was up 40. This is NPR. A majority of the nation's home builders are still pessimistic about housing market conditions. The National Association of Home Builders and Wells Fargo have released their housing market index, which shows home builder sentiment remains at a 1.5-year low. Economists had expected it to edge up slightly. Medical experts say as flu season approaches, the sooner you get vaccinated, the better, especially if you're over 40. And it's not just to avoid the flu. As NPR's Patty Naimond reports, a new study in the Canadian Medical Association Journal suggests the flu vaccine may protect against heart attack.
Researchers from the United Kingdom analyzed the medical records of more than 78,000 adults over the age of 40. They looked at those who received the flu vaccine and what month they received it. Then they compared that to the number of individuals who suffered a heart attack. Previous studies have found a link between heart attack and respiratory infection that occurs a few weeks before the attack. Researchers don't know exactly why that may be, but suggest that infection could cause plaque in the artery to break up and disrupt blood flow to the heart. In the study, individuals vaccinated against the flu had a 19% reduction in their risk of first heart attack. Those vaccinated earlier in the season, between September and November, had the highest risk reduction. Patty Naimond, NPR News.
A Food and Drug Administration panel today decides whether genetically engineered salmon can be sold to the public. If it's approved, it would be the first time a genetically engineered animal is allowed to be sold as food in the U.S. Consumer and environmental advocates say there isn't enough evidence that it's safe. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.